This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. So today on the radio show, normally I'm accompanied here every day, and I'm grateful for it too, by Jeffrey Wright. You know, he replaced John Martin once upon a time, and there was some ironing out. You always got to do a little bit of ironing out. But in the end, he's the co-host of the show. He's been a great co-host of the show. And the advantage for me is that he watches everything that happens in the world of sports. He has, I think this is the number, 17 TVs set up in his den simultaneously. I'm making that up, George. I'm making that up.
And but the fact that it wouldn't shock me
right. And he watches everything. And so let's be clear. There can be occasional, you guys listen to the show. There can be occasional deficits in my sports knowledge. And Jeffrey, he watched it live. He watched it all live. And so I'm grateful. Plus, of course, he is the juggernaut on Right Isn't Right Trivia and everything else. So I'm grateful for his presence. But I'm also grateful that he's getting a little time off. He's in San Diego. He's going to see the zoo and friends and whatnot. And so we have the man that the show after mine calls King George. They call you King George? Do they call you King George?
They do. How
do you feel about King George? You don't get to pick, like, the big dumper didn't get to pick his nickname.
No, this one I kind of did. It's just my Twitter handle.
Oh, it is your Twitter handle. So
yeah,
there you go.
It's because I'm fine. The fourth. So
I see. So, well, that makes all the sense in the world. So we got King George here. But the amazing thing about this is George is doing my show. And then let's see. Is Brad Carson around this week? Brad Carson, nowhere to be found. George is doing Jason and John's show. And then, guess what? No Jeffrey? George, you're host of that show? Are you like co-host? Who's doing that show?
It's going to be me and Kevin Cerrito the show the next couple days.
So literally you are doing, and I know this may not seem like much in the real world where people out there and they're putting on roofs today. There are people out there filling potholes and putting on roofs and mowing lawns and doing all kinds of things. There are people who are fixing HVAC systems that are broken. Ooh. That seems like a thankless job. So this isn't that. We're not making King George sit outside in the 99-degree heat to do this. But you were doing 7 straight hours of radio. You know, it's funny. It's not the sitting there for 7 straight hours that's going to be the tough part. It's not. And it's not even like there is a certain aspect to radio that requires you to be on, right? It's actually one of the things that's interesting about this is that I can come in a bad mood or a good mood or what if something can be weighing on my mind. And in the end, you have to be on. So you got to be on for 7 straight hours and you have to have things to say for 7 straight hours. I, particularly this kind of year, kind of run out of things to say after 2 hours. And then when I'm on with Gabe, which I do 2 days a week, I'm like, oh, I kind of already said this. You're going to have, because you're literally, you and Cerrito are co-hosting the last show. You're going to have fresh takes after 6 hours of radio. How do you feel? How are you up to the task? Are you hydrated?
I am well hydrated. I always keep my water bottle with me. It will be refilled, I'm sure, at some point during the day.
Is that what you operate on? Just water?
Oh, no.
Caffeine?
Caffeine as well.
Coffee? Mountain Dew. What do you got?
Today, just because I knew I would need the extra kick.
What is it?
It is a C4 Ultimate Energy drink. I prefer energy drinks. I drink one a day, and really? That's it. That's the only caffeine
I drink.
One
energy drink.
Yep.
Is there more or less caffeine in an energy drink than in a cup of coffee, do you think?
More. Definitely more than one. But we also know
a lot
of
people. Can you feel a difference? You take it, you drink it, and then you can feel yourself speeding up?
Not really.
No.
It just kind of, well, I also don't just like chug it.
I don't believe I've ever had an energy drink. I've certainly never taken one of those 24-hour energy pills.
Oh, no,
those things.
No, those feel like too much.
So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna have 7 straight hours of George.
Get ready for
King
it.
George, brace yourselves. I'm only here for 2. And we got lots of reinforcements here over the first 2 hours because it's Wednesday. We got John Martin in the next segment. We'll talk to him, of course, about all manner of things, including... and this happened yesterday. We didn't talk about it a lot because we had such a busy day, honestly, with the guest lineup we had. But honestly, between Scott Morris and Charles Fishman, it was a pretty busy day. So we didn't really talk about Sincere Parker's court appearance yesterday, but we'll get to that. And of course, we did mention fleetingly the exhibition game, preseason game, whatever you want to call it, that Memphis will be playing against Auburn. And we'll talk to him about that and more. So we'll talk to John in the next segment. Then we got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. He's got his weekend film up, and including his review, which he sort of gave us of Fantastic Four. Have you seen that? Will you see it? Fantastic Four?
I have not seen it. I probably will at some point.
But you clearly didn't rush out to see it.
No, I'm not a big movie person.
And we'll talk to Chris about the news of the day as well, which we'll get to here in a moment. And then Sam Hardiman is going to join us after that. We're lucky to have Sam on the show. He does a magnificent job covering the city. And it always seems that his appearances line up with Sam breaking news over at the Daily Memphian. And last week it was about the lease, the Grizzlies lease, not going to be done this summer. Yesterday the news was about AutoZone Park. And it was, and this was a burst of good news, it felt like, in the midst of sort of a run of bad, that AutoZone Park, a contract has been signed with a project management firm for a $55 million renovation of AutoZone Park, which will be to make it a best-in-class facility once again. And let's be honest, it's still a magnificent ballpark with magnificent sight lines. And, you go out there, you stand in right field and you look in and see this. It's just great. But it's a little tired. Craig Unger, will tell you that. And it needs some sprucing up. And so it apparently will get that sprucing up to the tune of $55 million. And according to Sam's story, a possible mixed-use development in the surrounding areas. It is interesting. When AutoZone Park was first imagined and they decided to put it downtown, a decision which some of you will still debate, and I don't dispute that today, here we are on July 30th, 2025, that it's possible that had this ballpark been built in Germantown or Collierville, more people would go to the games right now. But the role that it played in Memphis's downtown development, the role that it played, honestly, in the Grizzlies coming to town, putting it there was the right decision. But once upon a time, 3rd and Union, there was this, and it was this grass field there at 3rd and Union, literally right there. People would laugh about this, the totally wasteland that existed at 3rd and Union. And it was finally filled in, and up came this magnificent ballpark. Well, now right across the street from it, right across Union from it, they were supposed to have that development, the Walk at Union, it was going to be called. And there were big plans for that. And of course, it never happened. I was driving by it the other day, and the grass is as tall as an elephant's eye. You know, I mean, it's we got a field in downtown Memphis, and it's not one of dreams. So who knows? Maybe the surrounding mixed-use development will help fill in that hole in our urban landscape. But that was good news about AutoZone Park, and we'll talk to Sam about that and other matters. So that's the lineup. John Martin, Chris Harrington, then Sam Hardiman. It's a big Daily Memphian day here on the Jeff Calkins Show. I'm a little beat today because I was at a school board meeting last night, and then I was writing late into the night. I'll get to that in a minute. But the big news that broke this morning involved your Memphis Grizzlies. And the news was that they will be playing two international games this year. And these will not be preseason international games, which they have done before. These will be regular season international games. If you're reading Drew Hill's story at the Daily Memphian, and I urge you to do that because he wrote a terrific piece about this, giving you everything you need to know about these games. January 15th in Berlin against the Orlando Magic, and January 18th in London against the Orlando Magic. So your instant reaction when you hear this, at least mine was, my gosh, that's great. What a great thing to be selected to play regular season international games. And it's a little bit of a tribute to the Grizzlies. The there's no question that the Orlando Magic are involved because of the Wagners, right? Like they're playing in Berlin. It's not because of Santi Aldama. Can we agree on that, George? I think
absolutely
we can agree.
They'd be playing in Barcelona if it was for Santi.
They would be, as they once did. I went on one of those earlier trips with Pau to Barcelona for a preseason game. They played that year. They played in Paris and Barcelona. The only times I've been to Paris or Barcelona. So anyway, that's very clearly that one isn't about the Grizzlies, but the, you know, to be selected to go on these, to go to these two games, I do think is a little bit of a reflection of the continuing power of Ja Morant. Don't you think so?
Absolutely. Especially after what we've seen this weekend from seemingly how popular he is overseas anyway.
China, yeah, he continues to drive interest, drive seekers. He's whatever you think of his off-the-court shenanigans over the past few years and then his injuries and availability and whatever, he is still a megastar in the world of the NBA. And what a great thing for Memphis. You know, little old Memphis is going to be playing in Berlin and London. So you're like, oh, this is great. And then you realize, okay, the timing isn't great. And we can balance this a little bit because there's two parts of this that are not great, if we're going to be honest with ourselves here. One is there's no MLK game this year because it so happens that it corresponds with when the MLK game would have been. And that's too bad because there's no question that it is a highlight every year on the Grizzlies calendar and on the Civic calendar. Like it is. It has become, there were two years where it was not played since it started being played, but there's 2002 it wasn't played, and 2017 it wasn't played, but everything that goes with it, the legacy awards, they invariably put on a great show for that game. It's nationally televised. It's a premier opponent. Like if you split a season ticket with people and you do a draft before the season begins, who gets what games, don't you imagine MLK game is top three pick?
Absolutely. I mean, that, maybe opening night.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. You want to see Steph, like you want to
sure,
go.
Sure,
a player whatever,
that you really want to go see, absolutely.
Opening night is secretly, weirdly enough, opening night. You're like, oh, that's going to be an instant sellout. And the folks I've talked to over there over the years say, no, opening night's kind of tricky because it has to be a sellout for perception reasons.
Yeah.
But it's often on a weeknight. It's really not, you know, it's really not always a And it's, but anyway, people want to see the Lakers, people want to see the Warriors, and people want to go to MLK. Like
it's a marquee event.
It is a marquee event. And by the way, this is the 25th year of the Grizzlies. So at a time when you are sort of talking about the Legacy Awards, if you are thinking about and celebrating the legacy of the Grizzlies, the way that they are intertwined with the MLK Day has become over the years, thanks to the people early, Andy Dolich and Michael Heisley and all the rest who created this, it's been a big part of their history. And so it is too bad to be missing that. It just is. It's also too bad that you play Orlando, you play every team in the East twice. And you're going to be playing Orlando twice, and once is in Berlin, and once is in London, and that means there's no Desmond Bain return game. The Desmond Bain return game will presumably be London, right? It'll be London. That'll be the home game, right? One of these is home and one of these away. You got to assume that for Orlando, the Berlin game is the home game. So Memphis, the Desmond Bain return game, folks, you can book it now. If you want to be there, they'll play the video. People in London may be confused by this. The return game will be in London. So that's not perfect either. Of those two things, neither one perfect in terms of the timing of this. Which bothers you more? The no Desmond, and does either bother you to any extent at all? Like the that there's no Desmond Bain return game and that there's no MLK game this year?
I think it's the mix of both.
You don't get to say that. That's what Jeffrey does. Jeffrey, I ask him straight questions. The one thing I was glad about.
I've been working with him for how long?
He never answers the damn question. He always like, well, the way I think about it is, and he totally doesn't answer my question. The question was, which bothers you more?
The MLK game.
Clearly, right?
Absolutely.
I don't really.
Dez is going to be back at some point.
I don't care about the Desmond Bain return game. I just don't. Yes, it's a moment. Here. Yay, Dez. We love you. There.
And we still do. Absolutely.
And whatever.
By all means.
Memphis loves Desmond Bain. I don't really care. He will come. And this is true. When he comes back 2 years from now, it will not be the same.
Absolutely.
It's
not the first
year. You will have already
year.
Played him. He would have already settled in. We've already known what's happened. There will never be a proper, we can acknowledge this, we'll be honest with ourselves, there will never be a proper Desmond Bain return game. I imagine they're not going to play the video in London.
No.
They will play the video. Will they play the video for the return game in 2026, and which actually could be in 2027. If that home game against Orlando, it could literally be in 2027. Is there ever going to be a Desmond Bain appreciation video, or is it only going to be played on the Grizzlies telecast from London?
Telecast absolutely is going to play it. We know they're going to play it.
Right.
They have to.
But is there going to be ever an in-arena video?
I'm not sold on. Are they going to just do a graphic and then he's going to come out and everyone's going to cheer and clap? I could totally see that happening.
They might do that, but will they have normal? They would have done the video this year.
Yes, 100%.
They're 100%. It would have been a video this year.
But two, maybe 3 years from now almost?
Yeah, no.
I don't see it.
Listen, the things you got to let go of, people, I'm not going to struggle with it. It's not going to bring me down. The fact that there's never, I'll tell you what will bring me down. If Cedric Coward isn't awesome, that'll bring me down, right? The return I need on Desmond Bain is the return that they got in the trade. I don't much care about the return himself, and maybe I'm not sentimental the way some of you are, but I don't really care about that one. The MLK game thing is a loss; it just is,
especially because, like you said, it's the 25th anniversary.
So it is a loss.
I think that's a loss. Yeah,
I gather, but in terms of balancing this out here. I'm Adam Silver, and I'm calling you. You can be, I'll let you be Jason Wexler in this situation. There you go. Hey, Jason, it's Adam here. We're sitting in the NBA offices, and we've decided that because of Ja's continuing celebrity, we want to send y'all to Europe to play two games, one in Berlin and one in London. We just think that the city of Memphis and the franchise should have a spotlight shown on it internationally. Ja continues to be a massive draw. And so we want we want y'all to go on that trip. The only catch is it falls on MLK Day, and so this year you won't have an MLK gay game. Are you interested? Do you want to do it or not? Now you are Jason Wexler. You gave me the answer. See how this works?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Why wouldn't you? But that's the thing is the
I would say yes to both. You have to say yes.
It's not even just the potential outreach and growth of the sport and your team, all those things.
I don't care about the growth of the sport. I care about the franchise.
Exactly. It's putting the franchise on a pedestal that, I mean, this is going to be the first regular season NBA game in Germany. I want to say they've played games in London before, but they don't do international games in the NBA all that often.
So, I mean, part of the reason they did this, part of the reason you want the Grizzlies in Memphis is for the exposure. I mean, we are a quote-unquote major league city by dint of the Grizzlies being here.
Yes.
And the part of the point is that you are looked at differently than Tulsa from people doing business across the world. That Memphis is considered, like, if I can't put a dollar on that. I don't know what it means. I can be a little skeptical about whether that translates. But to the extent that it's true, these are the opportunities you have to take advantage of. And so, yeah, you say yes. And but you also get assurance, which the Grizzlies did, that the NBA is going to continue to highlight and focus on the MLK games in future years. This isn't the end of the MLK games or anything else. It is a pause, and we have pauses before. I do imagine, I didn't get clarification on this, but I do imagine it's also a pause in the Legacy Awards. I mean, they conceivably could, but I can't imagine that they're going to do the Legacy Awards when they're not having the game here.
Did they put anything that indicated that?
I'm wearing.
I've got
in terms of other Grizzlies history PR. Stuff, by the way, you mentioned the NBA's international history. They have played 78 preseason games internationally. First one was in 1978. And again, the Grizzlies have been involved in that. They have only played 35 regular season games internationally. The first one of those was in 1990. Last year, it was the Spurs and the Pacers. They played in Paris. This year, in addition to the Grizzlies and Magic games, you got the Mavs and Pistons playing in Mexico City on November 1st. Listen, it would have been better to be in if this date had been November 1st. Grizzlies, of course, have done this before. As I said, they went to Spain and Paris, Barcelona in 2003 with Pau, and then they went to Spain 4 years later for the 2007 NBA Europe Live Tour. All this, according to Drew Hill, over at the Daily Memphian. And so they did that one. He also has, this piece by Drew is exhaustive. He also has the full list of European players in Grizzlies history. I think it's pretty clear the Gasol brothers, the best two.
By all means.
Who's three? Isn't it at this point Santi? You got, here's some other contenders. Ready? You got Jonas.
Okay. He was
Benno.
Good player. Great player.
Benno. Santi. Those are really the only credible candidates. I mean, there's lots of others. Nick Kalathis, Okosta, but he's really not. Like, he's technically Greek, I think, but I think he was born in Ohio. I mean, whatever. Gordon Giricic.
Yeah, it might be Santi at this point.
I think it's Santi.
I think Valanciunas has a pretty good case, though.
And then you've got connections between the Grizz, of course, and Germany, because Tomas Isalo lived there when his dad was a Finnish foreign correspondent in East Berlin. How about that? That's when he became fluent in German, and then he coached in Germany from 2016 to 2023. So maybe he'll have some insight as to how to win in Germany. not a lot of connections between the Grizzlies and England. Although wasn't Robert Archibald second round pick? He was famously the second round pick. I think that they took ahead of Carlos Boozer in that draft. They could have taken Carlos Boozer was still available in the second round. And they picked Robert Archibald from England. I recall this vividly.
Scottish.
Anyway, so the Grizz are going to Europe, ladies and gentlemen, and there you go. That is the big news today. Before I get to anything else, and again, we have John Martin coming up. Then we have Chris Harrington. Then we have Sam Hardiman. I did want to talk a little bit about the event that I covered last night because it has to do with sports. And it has to do with the future of Memphis. We talk about XAI with Sam pretty much every week. It feels like we talk about XAI with Sam. And XAI has been, let's be honest, a controversial company since its arrival in Memphis. And some of that is because of legitimate concern over environmental issues, over the air quality and our water. I think it's good to be vigilant and important to be vigilant about these things. Capitalism doesn't exist, you know, to make our water cleaner and our air purer. And then some of it has been, let's be honest, just because of Elon Musk. Like, weirdly enough, when XAI first came here, Elon Musk even then was starting to irritate some people. But he hadn't full on picked sides in the presidential election. He hadn't signed on to campaign with Donald Trump. He hadn't created Doge. He hadn't cut thousands of jobs. He became a much more controversial figure and hated figure by some quarters, admired on the one hand by many and hated by others and distrusted as much as hated by that group. And so the whole thing became even that much more controversial. And I haven't gotten into the merits of the environmental stuff because I don't know. I'm not sufficiently well steeped in it. I read the stories that Sam writes. I'm not sufficiently well steeped in it to particularly weigh in. So I haven't written columns, many columns about it, getting into that debate. And I'm not going to pick it up now. All I know is that no one in the federal government, the state government, the county government, the city government, no one has said in any official capacity that XAI is violating any regulations or doing anything untoward. And those are the people in charge of it. But again, so what's happened now, though, is that XAI said it wants to pour a vast amount of money into four Memphis Shelby County schools. And the only decision yesterday in front of the school board was whether to accept the money. That was it. Whether to accept the money. Because gifts over a certain amount, the board has to weigh in on this. So what XAI proposed to do was give here are the schools: the John P. Freeman Optional School, Fairley High School, Mitchell High School, and Westwood High School. Those are the schools. And among the things they plan to do is upgrade the HVAC systems, new windows, modernize plumbing, better lighting, fresh paint, chemistry and technology labs, and also for each of those schools, a football stadium, a track, indoor basketball court for all of those schools. And I was a little worried that the school board might say no. Because it's the school board, you can imagine that you're like, you can be confused about what your job is. Like, it is not the school board's job to determine whether AI exists in Memphis or any to weigh in on these environmental issues. That's just not their job. XAI is here. The mega factory of a compute is up and running. It is here and it is happening and it is, and nothing the school board said about it one way or another last night would have made the slightest difference to any of that. But they had the opportunity to accept what is literally, they didn't put a number on it. I can easily imagine, and I don't think I'm exaggerating, $60 million poured into these schools. Like the new HVAC system at each of these schools is $8 million right off the top. So there you got, we're up to 32 before we've done anything, right? And then you're talking about all this other stuff that's being poured into the schools, and that doesn't start even talking about the athletic facilities, which is football fields, bleachers to go with the football fields, indoor basketball court in these four schools. And I was talking to people in the West from the Westwood area, including Melvin Watkins, who's a pastor from there. He's the board chair of Uplift Westwood. And just talking to them about what they don't have. You know, you go out to MUS or Collierville and you look at the sports palaces that have been created there. And then you realize that thousands of kids are growing up. As Michael Deitch, who's another board member at Uplift Westwood, told me, there is not a safe athletic field in Westwood, not one safe field. You got thousands of kids not exposed to football, soccer, rugby, lacrosse. They practice on dirt fields, and they have to travel to every single game. Again, whatever the school board did last night was going to have no impact on the health of this community, on whether XAI is here, except that they had a vast chance to make sure that these kids can go to school in schools that are properly air conditioned and have decent athletic facilities. Not the same that they have at Collierville or MUS or anywhere else, but just decent. Because if you're traveling to every road game, you know, you got no Friday night football. You know, you got no community around Friday night. It's not about producing football players. It's about producing community that helps raise good citizens. And I did legitimately worry that there was some chance that they would turn this down. There was no strings attached. Here was the string. We're giving you this money. Do you want to accept it? That was the only question before them last night. In fact, XAI had this and was going to make this gift a month or so ago, but there was this whole thing about getting the permit from the health department to operate the turbines. And so they didn't come forward with it then because they didn't want to be seen as buying off the community. So they waited till the permit issue was ruled on by the health department. And then they made this announcement that they want to give this money. Now, if you want to be cynical about it, again, I get that. I think cynicism is healthy. You can look at this that XAI is here. Here's what XAI realizes is they need a productive and educated workforce in this community. And that's why they're doing it. And that's a pretty reasonable explanation to me. You can also believe that they're doing it just because they're an evil company and they want good PR. If that's what you want to do too. Either way, take the money. like you have it. This is a historically neglected community, and you've got a chance. Again, sports aren't the end all be all, but you got a chance to create football fields for each of these four schools where a healthy alternative to other ways of living can be emphasized, and where community can gather and they can be a hub for, like, you take that. And the hope is, and this may be, maybe this is hopelessly naive of me now, but the hope is, and it was expressed by school board members last night who I thought weighed in incredibly intelligently on this topic. The hope is that maybe some other companies will see this example and will follow suit. Because part of the hope, again, maybe it'll come true, maybe it won't with XAI, is that there will be other here in the digital delta, there will be other companies that now want to be near XAI. And if they're investing in schools, we don't have enough money for our schools, period. I'll tell you this. The federal government's not coming to the rescue. The state government's not coming to the rescue. The city's broke. The county's broke. Like, where is the money coming from? One of the school board members last night said, when it comes to maintenance of our facilities, it feels like we're mopping with the faucet on. Amber Hugh Garcia said that. It feels like we're mopping with the faucet on. Well, this gives you a little bit of a chance. And so I was heartened by the fact that that the school board voted 7-2 in favor of accepting a no strings attached massive gift that will transform for Memphis Shelby County schools, and that this is now going to work. And here's the other thing. Because it's XAI, this isn't going to happen in 2 years or 4 years or 6 years. They probably started construction today. I mean, it's because that is how they operate. So that was a happy thing to cover last night. And I was honestly, I was relieved they took the money. That's what I was mostly. I was relieved they took the money. All right, we're going to take a break. We got a John Martin on the other side. Before that, I will tell you, if you want something framed, the Frame Corner is the place to go. I'm going to a family wedding next week. And you got wedding pictures and you want those in beautiful frames. You want them hung up your wall. You want them preserved forever. Any of us can buy a frame at Walgreens and slap something in there if we don't really care about it. But if it's something you care about, whether it's a piece of sports memorabilia or a collection of photos you deeply care about or whatever it is, someone once, you know, contacted me. They took their grandfather's Arrowhead collection there. The Frame Corner is the place to do it in Memphis. They've been doing it for 50 years. 5035 Park Avenue, framecornermemphis.com. John Martin on the other side. Jeff Calkins, Show 90.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do not enough ESPN. All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by John Martin, Jason and John every single day from 11 to 2. John, you know, George is going to be doing my show, your show, and Jeffrey's show. 7 straight hours of King George. Our ratings are going to go through the roof.
They are. He's an Iron Man. He's like Scott Hansen, you know. He only leaves to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, unbelievable.
7 hours of commercial-free football.
What's weird is they actually have him tied to the chair. I didn't expect that, but, you know, and he's got a catheter in, and it's really kind of, it's going to be a little disgusting in there by the end of the 7 hours.
I think he's been inspired by Coach Prime, you know. And so he's willing to, the Coach Prime joked about it, what, nobody else can?
No, yeah. Yeah, exactly right. Coach Prime. Anyway, how are your steps coming? Before I get to the sports world, did you see the story in the New York Times about the steps over the weekend?
No, what
okay,
happened?
Okay, well, here you go. How many steps? Look at your phone right now. How many steps have you averaged the last week? You too, George. Let's see. How many steps are you getting, King George? John, what do you got? Average steps last week?
11,709.
Okay, George, where are you? Average steps last week.
Last week?
Yeah, last week.
Yikes, not that many.
Well, go ahead.
Nearly as much. 4,600.
You're going to die younger, so I'm going to get to that in a minute. I'm only at 9,112 the last week. I'm a little down. Month, 10,537. Anyway, here's the point. You don't keep track of your steps, do you, George? This is something that older people do.
Not as much. I'm more track, like, how many like calories days a week, calories, and go to the gym, stuff
okay,
like
here's
that.
The deal. New research suggests walking 10,000 steps a day has long been a fitness cliche, but new research suggests that the health benefits of walking ramp up until about 7,000 steps before leveling out. The analysis published in the Lancet Public Health Journal examined data from 57 studies and found that even moderate amounts of walking were associated with a lower risk of dementia and cardiovascular disease, among other conditions, adding to a wide body of research tying walking to longevity. People who walked 7,000 steps a day, that's roughly 3 miles, also had a 47% lower risk of death compared to those who walked 2,000 steps, the analysis found. It is just as important to walk 7,000 steps a day as it is to take your pills, said Dr. Joshua Knowles, a cardiologist at Stanford Healthcare. So, John, your 7 is great and important. Your 10 is gilding the lily. What do you think?
11,709.
There's no study on that exact number, John. Here's the thing.
Just saying, don't short me, brother.
No.
You're trying to short me over there.
Oh, that's
you're
fine. Yeah.
You're stopping me at 10.
I want to give you a little more on the myth of 10,000. For decades, 10,000 steps was touted as a magic number, but the recommendation is more myth than science, and researchers have debunked it in recent years. We don't have any evidence for 10,000 steps, said Melody Ding, an epidemiologist at the University of Sydney School of Health. It's just a really big random number that people throw out there. No significant difference in the risks of falls, cancer, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular mortality between people who walked 7,000 versus 10,000 steps per day. There was some improvement beyond 7,000 for the risk of dementia and death. Not insignificant, by the way, although it was small, said Dr. Ding. What kind of name is that if I'm going to take her seriously? But so there you go, John. How do you
phobia is unbelievable on the station.
Oh, no, just ding, ding, ding. You know, no, it's not that
an
enough.
Asian woman.
Look at Oh, God, you're dragging me into that?
Yeah,
no.
I mean, I think you need to apologize.
I apologize. Okay, so never even occurred to me. So what do you think about your steps? Are you going to ramp down to 7,000?
Yeah, I started, you know, I've been walking, right?
Yeah, I know.
So
you called me on your walks, yeah.
On July the 8th, I started combining the walking with the, like, strict calorie tracking.
Okay.
I had a goal in mind, and to reach that goal by, like, some date in November, I have to, like, be on a budget of this amount of calories per day, right?
How many pounds weight loss is it?
About 25, 30.
Ooh. You don't look 30 pounds overweight. That's another. Okay. So how are we doing? How many calories are you allowed, and how are we doing?
So in 22 days, I have lost 6 pounds.
That's good. And that's
great.
That seems like, can you tell the difference?
Oh, yeah, for sure. My face, the way my shirt's fit, yeah.
You can tell that. Isn't that interesting that even 6 pounds?
Yeah. And it's a psychological thing. It makes me want to keep going. You know, like if I was doing all this and I wasn't seeing results on the scale, which it would be impossible because it's just science, right? If I'm staying under this budget and I'm walking 11,700, you're just going to lose weight. Like it's just impossible not to.
Hell, you could lose, if you were out there doing it yesterday, you could have lost 12 pounds just yesterday walking in that heat.
I walked yesterday. I walked 11,000.
So let me ask you this. Who's like...
With a weighted vest on, dog. I'm built different.
Who's fitter, you or Luca?
Oh, I mean, I would have said me 3 months ago. but he looks incredible. I mean, we actually went through this. So did you know that his rookie year, he dunked 25 times?
Really? Didn't know that.
In the last two seasons combined, he's dunked 3 times.
Wow.
And I like that's a direct result. He's fat. it's harder to get off to jump when you're fat.
He's not fat. In other words, if you would have seen Luka and he's not a basketball player, would you say that man is fat?
No, of course, it's all relative.
Of course.
Like, honestly, in America, that Luka would have still been considered in decent shape.
Not just in decent shape, top 10%. Right, exactly.
No, it's all relative in basketball, right? Yeah. Like people get called fat who aren't fat, but they're fat basketball player.
Right.
You know, because you're measured as a basketball player and as an athlete. You're not measured as an average citizen, you know? So, yeah, nobody in the NBA is fat.
All right. Anyway, I want to congratulate you on your 6 pounds, and we'll see you in 18 more, right? Something like
yep,
that.
Yep, right?
18
exactly.
More. The problem is, by the way, though, and a friend of mine, Bruce Ryan, who lost a significant amount of weight at one point, and he's a very good friend. He's a guy who was Jeffrey's math teacher at MUS, but he went to college with me. Now he lives in Seattle. He lost a whole lot of weight at one point. And as he pointed out, it gets harder because when you start out moving, you're moving more weight. And so slim down, the same amount of exercise steps, it's not taking you, it's not as hard. So you kind of either have to ramp up, you're going to have to ramp up your exercise or ramp down your consumption
to
maintain is it?
So the budget is already updating in real time. It's like it's on this app that I use. I record my weight on it, right? So, you know, when I started, I could eat, you know, maybe 50 more calories a day, you know, than I can now.
It's squeezing you. It's squeezing you.
It already is. I'm thinking, when I lose like 10 more pounds, I'm able to eat. I mean, that Luca story that you were referencing, his weight loss, his body transformation, There's a very, you know, he's working out, he's lifting weights, he's doing all these things, but there's a very, very key point in there. He doesn't eat. He fasts. He fasts for like, he wakes up and he fasts from like 8 to 12:30, has to work out during the fast, and then I think he gets 8 hours a day. I think he gets, and then he has to stop eating. So he's basically fasting for 16 hours out of the day. Now, some of that he's sleeping, but that's how you lose weight. You don't eat. I mean,
as Sergeant Tony once said, you can't out-exercise the fork. You can't out-exercise the fork.
And the other problem, too, is that, like, you know, if I know – like, here's a great example. I know. I didn't know if you want – like, I'm not, like, obese, but, like, I just needed to make a lifestyle change, right?
Yeah.
So I think there's probably a lot of people out there –
You were soft. Let's be honest. You were soft, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, you know, what I realized about, you know, counting calories and all this is, like, I would have, like, a birthday dinner. You know, my brother had a birthday dinner last week. And, you know, previously I would just eat whatever I wanted to eat throughout the day, and then I would have
unthinkingly, unintentionally eating just vast amount of food. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm like, all right, well, let me basically.
John, hello, John.
Yes, I couldn't eat anything from 8 to 5. to try to prepare for this, you know, because right, if I did, right, if I had, I'd have gone over right, my butt.
Well, that's it. We've discussed this before. Kids are death on your food too, because there's food always, there's always delicious food around. All right. I got a couple other things, John, before I let you go. You've got, just got to tell me, you just got to be the decider here. I'm going to bring you three dilemmas and you're going to decide. I'll start with an easy one. Okay. You're the Memphis School Board and I'm XAI and I'm bringing you $50-60 billion to revamp four really under resourced schools that don't have football fields, don't have tracks, don't have working air conditioning. And I'm going to give you this money, $40-60 million, a lot of money. We don't have an exact number, but yeah. I'm going to do it. I'm going to give you the money. And all you have to do in exchange is say yes. What are you going to do?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, I know there are environmental impacts. There are, you know, but there have been studies commissioned on this, correct?
And also, by the way, your decision has nothing to do with whether they're here or not and whether there's environmental impact or not. All you
they're
have to do is decide whether to take the money. All I want you to do is, do you want to take this money?
Whether I say yes or no, they're going to be here.
Correct.
So I have to take the money. Okay, I have to say yes.
Okay, I thought that was the easiest one. So I'd start with that one, okay? The next one. You are Jason Wexler in the Memphis Grizzlies. I'm calling you. We're inviting you to play two international regular season games, one in Berlin, one in London, against the Orlando Magic. The sad thing is it means no Desmond Bane return game this year because they only play two games of Magic and they're both going to be in Europe. And it overlaps with the MLK game. You can have the MLK game going forward. We'll still put you on national TV, but this year you'd have to miss that. So you get to pick. Do you want, I'm inviting you to do this. You're the decider. Do you accept my invitation to take the Grizzlies to Europe?
I mean, that's one where I'd have to like phone a friend.
No, you don't get to phone a friend. You're on the spot. I'm putting you on the spot. You have to decide up or down.
I think I would, I think I would ultimately do it just because of the opportunity. I mean, you're basically going to be one of the first NBA teams to do this, right? I mean, it's history.
There's been 30 some who've done it. Read Drew's piece.
Okay, well,
they've done a regular season game, but it's not unprecedented. But like last year, you know, who else is being invited to do it this year? Dallas. Last year, San Antonio. Like teams that deserve to be showcased. And
yeah, I mean,
you're in Berlin and London, for God's sakes.
I wish I had like a little bit more of, you know, a direct tie to these places. Like if I had a guy, like if it was in Spain for Santi, you know, or if it was, you know, if there was a German guy on the team. You know,
Thomas Isolo coached in Germany for years.
Yeah, but he's finished, though.
He is finished. But so you'd say like, yes, okay? You'd say yes. All right.
I would probably ultimately say yes, although I'd be very queasy.
All right, and here the last decision you have to make is now you're Penny Hardaway, and Sincere Parker has been charged with, you know, beating up his girlfriend, essentially. And his lawyer has said, no. She was the aggressor. But by the time the season rolls around, this has not been settled, so the charges are still live in this hypothetical I'm giving you. You have to decide, does he play for your Memphis Tigers or does he not?
No, not until the charges are settled. I mean, I think that one's actually pretty easy. Because what I don't want to do as an administration or as a staff, I don't want to weigh in on this guy's innocence or guilt. You know, I think that's the job of the justice system to do. And if those charges are still pending and that case has not been resolved, you know, I really don't think I can in good faith and in good conscience put him on the floor because, you know, he could be guilty. And I think we can get by with the guard depth that we have. You know, I mean, his next.
It's interesting though, because the lawyer, now all we've really heard about is from the lawyer. The lawyer is like, well, we think they're going to let it play out. Do you think that means they're going to let it play out only because there's so much time before the season begins? They would not be letting this play out if this were, you know, if the season were to beginning tomorrow? Because
yeah, I mean, I think that's one where, you know, the president steps in. I mean, I think you let it play out now because there's just literally no stakes.
There's no stakes, right.
What's he missing? He's missing summer workouts or whatever. Like, you know, but I think if this were bleeding into the season, I mean, look, Illinois suspended Terrence Shannon Jr. when he got charged. And I granted that was more, I mean, both are serious. I guess we shouldn't get into the debating of which is more serious, but you know, he was charged with rape and he was suspended as a result of those charges. I think as a university, as a, you know, look, I'm not, this isn't me saying that you're guilty or not guilty, but when you are charged, you know, in the court of law, you know, I think you're,
you don't put on the jersey and get to play until the charges are dropped in your court.
That's exactly right. I mean, and I just think that's best for everybody involved, you know, because what you don't want to have happen is he ultimately get convicted and you played him the entire, I mean, that's just a horrific PR look, like, that I think Memphis should go out of its way to, and I think they will go out of their way to try to avoid.
All right. George is going to be waiting for you here. He's going to be in the midst of his.
What a beast, man.
Beast.
One time I hosted your show, Eric's show, and the GP show.
You did?
In one day.
Really?
In one day. Yeah.
How many hours
and
was that?
Everybody
was
absolutely hated me.
Was that 6 hours, though? Was that only six?
It was 6 hours. Yeah.
He's got seven.
No, he's going to one up me. You know, but the good news is that, you know, he gets to kind of,
which did they hate you more? Or did he hate you? He did, like, in what, when, like, you were pretty hated when you began here, it is funny to think back on it. You were 23 and a radio host telling people what you thought in Memphis, the nerve of you. Where'd you get off, man? Telling people what you thought.
22. I might've even been a little
22 year old. How ridiculous. That ridiculous.
I mean, it's like, I'm thinking about me right now. If I was listening to a 22-year-old on 92.9,
shut up. That's what you'd say. Yeah,
I don't want to hear. You don't know nothing about
nothing, anything, right? You're telling me how to think about you. Get out.
Hey, if anybody out there that like tweeted me mean things, like, I wish you wouldn't have done that, but I get it.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
All right, brother.
Hey, O'Call is having a semi-annual sale, and
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.